Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It's not much of a stretch to say that, historically speaking, Boston exists because of the Atlantic cod. New England's best-known catch remains a favorite eating fish and the foundation of the local fishing industry. But if you head to Whole Foods tonight to bring home a couple of fillet, you might have to go with a pollock instead.
That's because starting this week, Whole Foods is selling only gillnet or line-caught cod. No more fish caught by trawlers. And no more Atlantic halibut, gray sole, or skate. All important catches for ports like Gloucester and New Bedford.
The move has drawn the ire of fishermen and one very high-profile politician. The New York Times Boston Bureau Chief Abby Goodnow has been on the story and joined us to explain what this is all about. Hey, Abby, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So why is Whole Foods refusing to carry these fish?
Whole Foods is joining the growing group of supermarket chains that are looking at, you know, consumers that want to, that are aware that seafood is, that fish is overfished now and want to eat what's known as sustainable seafood. And, you know, Whole Foods customers are particularly eco-conscious, eco-friendly. And so what they're doing is deciding that there are only certain fish they should sell because these are the fish that are not in danger of being completely overfished right now.
So no more Atlantic halibut, gray sole, or skate, as we reported.
Right.
So they're only selling gillnet or line-caught cod. What are other sustainable fish that we will see there?
Well, there's a pretty long list. Pollock, as you mentioned, is one. Hake is a big New England catch that's still going to be available in Whole Foods. Lots of flounder will still be available, which obviously is a common kind of fish up here.
Sure. So there's still plenty of fish. What's the reaction, though, from local fishermen? We mentioned that this decision has earned their ire. How are they responding to this?
Yeah, I think that in Gloucester in particular, it was an especially touchy situation because Whole Foods actually has a processing facility right there in Gloucester at the docks. Couple of fishermen down in up in Gloucester sold exclusively to Whole Foods for the last decade or so. Many more sold occasionally or even frequently to them, and they feel that they are under so much government regulation already, with the government telling them how to conserve fish and save fish species, that they don't need somebody like Whole Foods coming along and imposing even more regulations on them.
Now, Whole Foods, of course, is only one grocery store chain. How big of an impact does their policy have on the overall industry?
Well, it is only one, but it's a very high-profile one and one with a pretty well-heeled customer base. And I think that Whole Foods is definitely hoping that others will follow their example, that they will be seen as trailblazers. But you do have other bigger chains like BJ's and Walmart, too, I believe, getting in on the sustainable, selling only sustainable fish. The issue, though, is that every supermarket probably has its own definition of sustainable, and there are many different groups that certify fish as sustainable, so it becomes pretty confusing to the consumer to figure out what exactly the definition is of the sustainable fish that you're eating.
Abby, Senator Scott Brown got involved with this story. He cited your reporting in an angry letter that he wrote to Whole Foods executives this week. What did he say? What was his point?
Well, Senator Brown, from the beginning of his time in office, has sort of carved out this niche as a friend of the fishermen in Congress. I think that he has seen it as, you know, a good thing to advocate for them, and has done so pretty constantly from the beginning. And so I guess he saw this and immediately saw it as another attack on fishermen. He told Whole Foods, I think, in his letter that this was just them being politically correct, which is what a lot of the fishermen in Gloucester will tell you, too. It's just a marketing ploy.
So he takes the side of the fishermen. But, Abby, isn't his core argument that, you know, there are federal catch limits in New England?
Yeah.
They're pretty strict.
They're strict. They've gotten a lot stricter, and they will be getting stricter with species like cod. So, yeah, his point, and that was a point of a lot of the fishermen, too, is that, listen, we've already got a ton of regulations in place limiting how much we can fish, how many fish we can pull out of the ocean. So by that, if you look at it that way, every fish that we catch is sustainable.
Right. So the idea that legally caught fish from our waters couldn't possibly be considered unsustainable, right? I mean,
that's what they're saying.
Sure. Yeah. And anything to that argument in your view?
I think it's really complicated. I think that the federal government has taken a whole lot of measures to try to better protect fisheries. But I do think that, and people on both sides will agree that the science of counting all the fish in the ocean is incredibly imprecise, and that sometimes it can be wrong. Sometimes they can overcount, sometimes they can undercount. And in fact, that's why there are new, stricter limits on the amount of cod that can be caught coming into effect on May 1st, because a couple years ago they said there's plenty of cod in the ocean and in the Atlantic, and then just a couple months ago they came out with a new federal study suggesting that, whoa, there's not nearly as many cod as we thought.
Mm. So complicated story. Well, Abby, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's the New York Times Boston Bureau Chief Abby Goodnow. She'll be moderating a panel discussion at Harvard on Sunday as part of Cambridge Science Festival's Let's Talk About Sustainable Seafood event. You can find links to that and to her reporting at radioboston.org.